All right, here we go. It is our Saturday morning podcast. We're going to get to our Blazing Five picks and RJ Bell in just a couple of seconds. Listen, in sports, there are smart moves and not so smart moves. Making sure to get to practice on time has always been smart. Parking in the coach's spot, especially if it's Belichick, that's not smart. Same thing's true when hiring. A lot of job sites overwhelm you with a ton of the wrong resumes. Not smart. But at ZipRecruiter, they're going to find the right candidate for you, and they're going to do it quickly, and that is smart. They have powerful matching technology. And what they do at ZipRecruiter is they scan thousands of resumes, and they identify the people with the right skills, the right education, and the experience that you're looking for. Okay? Then they actively invite those people and those resumes to apply. So you get a qualified candidate that fits what you're looking for really fast. It's rated number one, is ZipRecruiter, by employers in the U.S. Right now, my listeners can try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/Blaze, B-L-A-Z-E. ZipRecruiter.com/Blaze. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. And with that, on our Saturday morning podcast, here was yesterday's Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Panthers at Falcons.
Atlanta at home -5.5. I'm going to take the Falcons here, though it's a big number. First of all, they've won three straight against the division rival Carolina at home. And Matt Ryan has played very good against Luke Kuechly and those Panthers in those games. Six TDs and a pick, over 70% completion. There's a lot being made of Atlanta's red zone issues. But, you know, a lot of people struggle against Philadelphia on the road. Carolina had bad red zone issues against Dallas's defense at home. I'm going to take Atlanta to win this game 27-20.
Colts at Redskins.
Like it, I love it. I'll take Indianapolis +6. We just watched the Bengals last night. They're 2-0. They're pretty good. Remember, the defense for the Redskins last year ranked 31st on third down. They couldn't get teams off the field. They didn't improve it that much in one off season. The Colts, by the way, against that Bengals team with Andrew Luck, were 11-for-17 on third down. You're not going to find a lot of teams that go 11-for-17 on third down against the Bengals all season. Andrew Luck started week one poorly. But after that first interception, the rest of the day, 103 passer rating, 320 yards, 75% completion rate. I'm getting points with a significantly better quarterback, plus Colts O-line, they've solved it. 31-28, I'll take the points, Colts.
Chiefs at Steelers.
I know it's a number, and it's a big one. I like Pittsburgh -4.5. This Pittsburgh team, Big Ben is a completely different quarterback, home and away. It's one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL. This is going to be the first real road test for Patrick Mahomes. Go look at the home and road splits for Big Ben. Literally, he's 3-1 touchdowns to picks at home. He's almost 50-50 split on the road, touchdowns and picks. Patrick Mahomes, welcome to Pittsburgh. The Chiefs gave up last week, for the record, over 500 yards against the Chargers. This defense in Kansas City, we were paying attention to Andy Reid, Tyreek Hill. Kansas City's defense has issues. I'm going to swallow the points. Pittsburgh wins 31-26.
Patriots at Jaguars.
I get points and the better defense and the team at home. I'm going to take the Jags +1. Listen, last year, and their defense is the same defense, it's just a year savvier and older. Their pass defense was number one in the NFL, their total defense, their scoring defense, and this is really their Super Bowl. This is really their Super Bowl. They will play as well this Sunday as they can play. Leonard Fournette's a little banged up. And I, listen, Belichick is what he is. But here's what I don't like. New England's backfield's a mess. Sony Michel missed week one, hurt. Rex Burkhead, concussion protocol. Jeremy Hill, out for the year. They've already got a real issue against Jacksonville on the perimeter. And Jalen Ramsey's going to go one-on-one with Gronk and shut him down. I think this is Jacksonville's Super Bowl. Remember, Belichick's worst month is September. They don't go 4-0 in September. 26-23, Jags.
Seahawks at Bears.
Best bet perhaps of the weekend. I'm going to take Seattle and 3.5. Like it? I love it. The Bears lost. Once they got off script for Mitch Trubisky, he couldn't get first downs. They're running a college offense. By the way, Seattle lost at Denver. Try winning in Denver first couple of weeks of the year at that altitude. Nobody plays well. Okay, the Bears defense collapsed in the second half against Green Bay. It collapsed. All right? Russell Wilson last year, since the start of last season, is 9th in passing yards, 2nd in rushing yards, and 1st in passing touchdowns. I get the better coach, the more experienced coach. I get Russell Wilson. This is a complete quarterback mismatch. Don't buy in to stand alone. Everybody in the world loves the Bears. Everybody in the world loves the Bengals. The Bears were a disaster in the second half. I get more than a field goal with a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like it, I love it. Seahawks win 24-23. That is our Blazing Five. All right, here we go. Our buddy RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. They are the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. I don't need to bring this up, but of course I will. I beat the wise guys last week. I'm not going to lie. It feels very, very good.
Let's be honest, Colin. Last year, when we agreed, you were over 70%.
Yeah.
When we disagreed, you were about 40%.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 1-0 this year.
All right, let's start with this. This is one of my tougher games, but the Falcons are getting a lot of heat for red zone issues, and that's fair. But Carolina, at home against the Dallas defense, had red zone issues. Falcons are better at home. They've actually been very good against Carolina at home. I'm going to swallow 5.5 and take Atlanta here. What do the wise guys think?
This is close, but disagreement on this one.
Okay.
And let's compare the point you just made. You said Carolina red zone problems for one game and Falcons red zone problems since Sarkisian's been OC. And we know Shanahan, as you said this week on the show, is a guru at quarterback, and the Falcons were historically good with him. In the time since, far from historically good. Even though, and this is a shocker, no team has been bet as much by the wise guys as the Falcons since the beginning of last season.
So the wise guys like Atlanta.
I mean, just not this week so much. Like we said, disagreement. But if you just look at the line move, let's say you said the opening line versus the close is going to tell you who the wise guys bet in general is a good way to look at it. If you actually added up all of those line moves since the start of last season, Falcons have moved in their direction more than any other team. But here's the thing. What is red zone about? Is it just bad luck? Because a lot of wise guys think bad red zone is just bad luck. I would make the following case. Great schematic coaches, guys like Belichick, guys that can scheme like Shanahan.
Sean McVay, yeah.
Do better in the red zone.
Yes, I agree.
Because you got that small window with 22 players and 20 yards or whatever, let's say. It's hard to score. You know, I don't often quote Einstein, but I'm going to quote him here.
Okay.
Not everything that can be counted counts, and not everything that counts can be counted.
Einstein said that?
He did.
I think Screech from Saved by the Bell said that first.
You know, I think it was actually in a different order. But think about this. The analytics guys, I know there's always the talk radio debate about Barkley versus, you know, Daryl Morey or whatever. But really, I think these analytics guys are too full of themselves. They probably got 97% of it figured out, but they don't have 100%. Atlanta's numbers look great, but the scoreboard never looks as good as their numbers.
That's fair.
I think the red zone is something that they can't figure out why the Falcons aren't good in the red zone. By the way, last thing, two of the Falcons' best defensive players, maybe their two best, Neal and Jones, out for this game. Keekly was a little banged up, but he's going to play. Disagreement on your Falcons pick.
All right, I'm going to take the Colts +6 at Washington, and it's really simple. Andrew Luck looks better than I thought he would look after 2 years off. I also think the Colts offensive line, I think they kind of solved that, RJ. They look pretty good. Again, in Cincinnati, after watching Cincinnati on Thursday, Cincinnati's D-line is good. So I just think I get a significantly better quarterback. Luck's back. I think their O-line issues have been settled. I'm going to take the 6 points with Indy.
agreement here, and this is probably second best agreement.
Yeah, this was my favorite bet of the week.
Yeah, this is a good one, and you know we're doing the Super Contest this year, but they actually have a gold edition, which is $5,000 to enter. We went 4-1 last week, the pregame crew, and this is going to be one of our picks, the Colts. So certainly agree with you. No team is as good as they seem in week one when they really seem great, and the Redskins looked mighty good last week. But if you had bet this game a week ago, you could have bet it ahead of time. The Redskins were favored by 3. Now they're favored by 5.5 up to 6. So what's changed? Well, Washington has looked good in one game. Okay, fine. But Indy looked mighty good. I mean, if you actually watch that game, it was a coin flip at worst against the Bengals. Now, let's reconsider the Bengals. We've got Thursday Night Football. I know that you were high, and maybe still are, on the Ravens, but the Bengals look mighty good on Thursday. Now the Colts loss doesn't look so bad, especially because it was a coin flip loss. Last thing, I had real questions. And I know you've got inside info on this, but I had real questions about Andrew Luck's health. He did not throw downfield during the preseason.
He didn't.
In game one, he did. I think those health questions are gone. I really like the Colts plus 6.
All right, let's go to the Steelers. And again, you know through the years, generally 4 of my 5 picks, I take points. I'm going to take the Steelers minus 5. First of all, Big Ben's numbers home and away are different. I can't see the Steelers starting 0-1-1. They were incredibly sloppy and still got on a road game out with a tie. And I think Cleveland's better than people think. I'm going to take the Steelers minus 5 here. I think, you know, Kansas City and Mahomes, they were so flashy and fun. I think people are going a little overboard on Kansas City. Steelers minus 5. What do the wise guys think?
Agreement here. Mahomes certainly has a lot of optimism in general, especially because Andy Reid chose him. And that's important to remember. And I'm going to say the same thing about the Patriots in a few minutes here, is all the decisions that were made by the Pats were made by the Pats. When they left their left tackle go to the Giants, they chose that. Obviously, it was a salary issue, but still, this was Andy Reid saying, okay, Alex Smith, go ahead, and we want Mahomes. That's good in the long term. But in this game, you know Pittsburgh's motivated. You mentioned that. And I don't think there's any team that's more emotional. And you often talk about that. When they can be flat, the Steelers, they tend to be flat. But when they're ready to go, national TV, big game, off a loss, a tie against the Browns, motivation is really good. Two secret tips in this game. Kansas City is playing their 4th road game in 5 weeks. You might say, wait a minute, RJ, it's only the 2nd week. Well, yeah, but there were 2 preseason games before that. And you might say preseason doesn't count. But if you're on the road, you still travel. So think about it. These guys have traveled for the last 5 weeks, and they went to L.A. last week and now across the other side of the country to Pittsburgh. I think Casey's a little tired. Number 2, look to bet against road dogs that won their last game, because what ends up happening is they're happy they won. Now they're on the road. Maybe they partied a little. Maybe they're not taking the game as seriously. If you look over the last 30 years, road dogs, Kansas City, that won last week are 46.7% against the spread. So literally over 1,000 games or so, they've won only 46.7%. I like Pittsburgh.
Get back to RJ in a second. Here's why I'm a big fan of SimpliSafe Home Security. It's ready for anything that gets thrown at it. If a storm takes out your power, SimpliSafe's ready. I mean, we've had some crazy weather in the last couple years. Storm takes out your power, SimpliSafe's ready. An intruder cuts your phone line, SimpliSafe is ready. Say they destroy your keypad or your siren, SimpliSafe will get you the help you need. Yeah, maybe it's overkill. Maybe you don't need to be ready for every worst-case scenario, but that's what makes SimpliSafe Home Security so great. They are always ready. They were created by a young group of guys that got robbed in college and couldn't afford a security system, so they built their own. Now it's a $2 billion company. They charge you for what's fair and no more. 24/7 professional security monitoring. Still, all these years, $14.99 a month. No contract, no hidden fees. Never has been. I recommend SimpliSafe to people I know. Go to simplisafe.com/herd, H-E, SimpliSafe.com/RD. Protect your home, your family, your assets, your pets. SimpliSafe.com/herd. All right, 2-1 agreement. I'm going to go Jags plus 1.5 against New England. I think it's really a Jacksonville Super Bowl. And I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. The Patriots' defensive front does look better. But I think this is about intensity. And I think we're looking at a game for Jacksonville revenge. This is as big a game as they'll play at home this year. Tom Brady, Belichick, iconic figures. I'll take I just like getting a better defense at home in a really low-scoring game. I'll take the Jags plus 1.5. What do the wise guys think?
Disagreement here.
Wow, I'm surprised by that.
And it feels like a sharp play. I agree with you. I love simplicity. You talk about this often, where life is complicated. If there's something you can just understand as a rule, it makes your life simpler. Don't bet against Belichick. I actually bet Houston last week. I forgot my own rule. I mean, check this out. If you go back to 2003, there are only five teams in the NFL that have a better record than break even if you were betting them in Vegas. Meaning, if you bet every team blindly every week since 2003, there's only five teams you would have won money on. The Patriots, the Packers, the Colts, the Vikings, the Chargers.
Wow.
Now, this is what's interesting. Here's the win percentage of those teams. Chargers 53%, Vikings 54%, Colts 55%, Packers 55%. Patriots 60%. So if you actually add up the four other teams that are profitable, their profit is less than the Pats. They've won, and this is against the spread, they've covered 60% of games since 2003, and no other team has covered even 55%. It's insane that Belichick is just better than the market gives him credit for. And what we're seeing this year, Colin, is the same thing. Oh, you know, maybe the receivers aren't good enough. Oh, maybe. But these are all decisions Belichick has made. And if you look at the offensive line, you look at the defensive line, I think the Pats have improved on both. I mean, what was your take on the line play against Houston?
Oh, no. Listen, both lines look really good. And I left tackle I was worried about. But, I mean, they didn't get to Brady, that line, until, like, the fourth quarter. So, I mean, I just think this game is going to be played between the 20s. I think you're going to see a lot of field goals. That's why I liked points. If I thought these were high-powered offenses.
Yeah, plus one, though. One and a half.
This is one I think I'm right. I think the wise guy should listen to me here.
and one last thing about this game quickly is whenever you have teams familiar with each other, remember, they just played in the playoffs, I always trust the better coach because he's going to learn more from that recent encounter. Once again, Belichick.
All right, 2-2. This is my second favorite pick of the week. First of all, people are all gassed up on the Bears because it was that solo Sunday night TV game. And so whenever you're the only game on TV, everybody's like, oh, the Bears, they led 20-0. They are so limited offensively. It's a college offense with Mitch Trubisky. I get the significantly better quarterback, Russell Wilson. By the way, I get 3.5 points. It's not easy to win in Denver in September. I'm taking the Seahawks plus 3.5. My second favorite bet to the Colts. What do the wise guys think?
Biggest agreement of the week. So your 3-2 net agreement. Remember, right here on this pod, I pounded my fist. I said, the announcers are going to say, wow, the Packers don't know what the Bears are doing on offense. Because remember, they went so vanilla, the Bears did in the preseason, trying to surprise the Packers. Well, it worked. But once the script ran out, as the new phrase is going, the Bears did not look good.
No.
You are right. And here's my question. Are the Bears up or down off of last week? Meaning they lost the game, even though it was encouraging.
And it had a horrible second half.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't this a spot they could be flat? And I know it's Monday night again, but I feel like everyone's feeling like the Bears did so well, but there's no moral victories. If anything, if you would have bet the Packers at their low point against the Bears, you could have got 12-1. Meaning the Bears were over 90% to win that game, and they didn't win the game. Now, let me ask you another question about Seattle. Is all these players they lost that everyone's talking about on defense, which of them do you really want on your team? Like right now, are you thinking, man, I'm a Steelers fan. I really wish they had so-and-so that was on Seattle's defense last year.
Well, Michael Bennett, I still think, is a good pass rusher. But Richard Sherman was done. Cam Chancellor physically couldn't play. Earl Thomas is only a safety. He's still there. I don't think their defense is... Here's what I think about Seattle. I don't think it's as optimistic a locker room, but I still have an iconic coach, an iconic quarterback, and I still get Bobby Wagner. There's still defensive players, Earl Thomas, I like. I just think winning in Denver's hard.
Well, listen, it's not only hard in Denver. Check this stat out. First 2 weeks of the season, last 30 years in Denver. So teams going to Denver, either week one or two, Denver in those games is 32-3 straight up.
Oh, my God.
Now, think about the logic. Opponents are not fully in shape yet, so the altitude affects them more. 32-3 straight up, Denver at home. Seattle had that game won. So this team, and let me ask you a question. Where's Russell Wilson 1-32 in your rankings
about
right now?
5 or 6. I like him.
When's the last time a top 5 or 6 quarterback, let's say in the last 5 years where quarterbacks have become more important, when have you had a quarterback that good not win at least 8 games?
It just doesn't happen very much.
I mean, Drew Brees has had a few seasons right there. So unless Seattle was historically bad other than Wilson, I'm not just saying bad, I'm saying historically bad, I think Seattle's an 8-8 team. Are the Bears really better than that? Because with the Bears 3.5 here, you're saying they're better. I love Seattle.
Let's do a bonus one. So I got 3-2 agreement. If I did bet another game, Giants +3, listen, if they catch that punt, they got the ball with a couple minutes left. They got a new coach. I got to give them a little break. Dallas really concerned me. God, offensively so limited. I think the Giants have significantly better players on both sides. I'd take the Giants +3 against Dallas. If I had a bonus pick, what would the wise guys say?
It would lean that way. I've been listening this week. I think you're making a great point about Dak. When quarterbacks are physically limited, and any quarterback going in the fourth round is going to have some of that, usually if they are successful in year one, the defenses spend the whole offseason looking at the tape and saying, he can't make that throw, he can't make that throw, let's force him to do it, and year two is tougher. Well, we saw that. Now they have a whole other offseason, and I'm not as optimistic on Dak as I was because I think defenses have figured him out. Last thing, wise guys love the under in this game, under 43 points or so. Both offenses one-dimensional. I expect this to be low-scoring Giants and Cowboys.
Exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press, pregame.com. His name is RJ Bell. Good talking to you, buddy.
Thank you, Colin.